USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee is meeting Thursday to mark up its omnibus gun bill known as the Protecting Our Kids Act. This comes after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 children and two teachers. Ranking Member Jim Jordan claims the bill won't stop mass shootings and warns it won't be the Democrats' only attempt to introduce gun control legislation.
We all want to keep children safe in school, but this bill wouldn't do that. This bill is just another Democrat attack on the Second Amendment, and it's likely just the start. President Biden has said he wants to ban all 9mm handguns. Where does it end?
Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin says two doctors, a patient, and a receptionist were killed in a shooting at the hospital Wednesday. Once officers announced themselves, the suspected shooter killed himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
President Biden is going to give a primetime address tonight following multiple recent mass shootings in the United States. The White House says it's scheduled for 7:30 Eastern time. Energy costs are up as the price of oil remains high. The Biden administration is suggesting renewable energy as one long-term solution to this issue. In Tampa, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says they are working to ensure people can afford renewable solutions as the price of energy rises.
This price hike that we are seeing globally will likely remain high. And so we want to make sure that at the same time as we are calling upon an increase in supply, that we are also accelerating our future to clean energy solutions.
She says the president is calling on Congress to provide tax breaks for the purchase of electric vehicles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
On Wednesday, a gunman shot and killed four people at a medical clinic in Tulsa, Oklahoma, before killing himself. Police say the suspect left a note that stated his intent was to kill the doctor who recently performed his back surgery, blaming the doctor for his ongoing pain. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum says those killed are two physicians, a receptionist, and a patient.
They were there for medical service. The doctor was there providing care. They stood in the way. They stood in the way, and Lewis gunned them down.
As drought conditions continue on the West Coast, one state is taking action.
Water restrictions began Wednesday for 6 million residents in Southern California as the state enters its third year of severe drought. Technically, most of Southern California is considered a desert. Residents and businesses must limit their outdoor watering to 1 or 2 days per week or to a set volume of water. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
About a fifth of Ukrainian territory is now under Russian control. Ukrainian President Zelensky saying the Donbass region is almost entirely destroyed. He noted the front lines of war stretches more than 1,000 kilometers along the western and southern borders of the country. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.